An Pao Lighthouse Audio Guide. The original design for the An Pao Lighthouse was carried out by Amélie Pao in 1861, and it was built by Cristóbal São Paulo with a budget of 648,696.87 reales de vellón. Due to the progressive deterioration of the lighthouse, in 1898, the engineer Pedro Garau designed a renovation project which involved conserving the original tower but constructing a new building for the keeper's accommodation, thereby replacing the original structure. The new residence was brought into service in 1901, but in 1913, torrential rainfall, known in the Balearic Islands as Cap de Fiblon, reduced it to rubble, and it had to be rebuilt almost completely. Its light characteristic is 3 plus 1 white flashes every 20 seconds, and it has a nominal range of 10 nautical miles. Its tower is 25 metres high, and the focal plane is located 28 metres above sea level. After the new building was completed, some 50 metres from the original tower, it was decided to connect the two by an underground tunnel, which provided keepers with covered access from their houses to the lighthouse, thus protecting them from the storms and high seas which frequently affect this part of the island. During World War I, Spanish lighthouse keepers were charged with monitoring the coastline and reporting any sightings of warships passing through the area, and it was the keepers from this lighthouse who recorded the largest amount of such movements of any in the Balearic Islands. In 1935, the lighthouse was automated by installing equipment fueled with acetylene gas, making it no longer necessary for keepers to live on the island.